We were talking about a situation where a person has some type of wound or something on his hand which would prevent him from washing that. He's not allowed to get that part of his hand wet. So what should he do? So we mentioned earlier that there's a machlokes b'sharim, how much of the hand you have to wash. You have to wash just the fingers up to the knuckles where your fingers meet the palm of your hand, or you have to wash the whole hand until the wrist. So this is the machlokes b'sharim, and we obviously, because of the machlokes, we wash our hand till the wrist. But a situation where a person has a maka on his hand, on the palm of his hand, or the back of his hand, but he's able to wash all of his fingers, so in that situation he should wash the hand till all of the fingers, up to where the fingers meet the hand, where we meet the palm of the hand, and that's sufficient, because he cannot wet the other part of his hand. And that's all he has to do. If even that is not possible, so he cannot wash his hands. So he has a problem about washing his hands. So what's the law of a person has this situation where he cannot wash one of his hands? So there is a discussion, we'll see, we'll talk about it. A person's traveling, he doesn't have water available. What are his chiyuvim? How much does he have to travel to find water? But in a situation where a person does not have water at all, there is a discussion on halacha, what to do. And the halacha is that a person can eat bread in that situation, but he has to cover his hand. He has to cover his hand with a glove, or they would wrap it with a cloth, or something of that sort. So the situation where a person cannot wash both of his hands, can only wash one hand, the hand which he cannot wash, he would cover with a glove or a cloth. He should wash the other hand, that other hand is able to be washed, and he should make a bracha of al netilas yadayim, which is plural, even though he's only washing one hand, and then he will be able to eat. The hand that is covered has to remain covered during the meal. So anytime during the meal, which potentially he could be eating bread, even though he says, I'm not getting any more bread, doesn't help. Until he gets to the meal, he washes my makrinim, which means he's clearly decided he's not going to eat any more. At that point in time, he can take off the covering of his hand, but during the meal, while he's eating, he has to have his hand covered. Let's say in the middle of the meal, he has to go and do something in the kitchen, which he needs his hand, it's hard to do it with the glove on, fine. For that purpose, he could take off the glove. But while he's in the eating process, sitting on the table eating, that hand has to be covered the whole time. So again, in a situation where a person cannot wash his hand, he would cover it. If even the other hand, which can be washed, has to be washed. If you can wash your hands until the knuckles, you should do that instead. Not cover your hand, but do that instead. And the hand which has to be covered has to remain covered for the whole duration of the meal. If he cannot wash both of his hands, so then he would do the same thing with covering both hands. Obviously, there's no bracha in that situation. A person would cover both hands and eat with his hands covered till the end of the meal. Have a good morning.